You're listening to 9 minutes of madness.
But anyway, lethal doses of things.
Okay.
So, this is all like LD50s. Hmm. How much water do you think is lethal? 6 liters for the average person will kill them.
That's not a lot of water.
How fucked up is that, man? So 9% of your body weight, if you consume water, will kill you. What do you think that the lethal dose is for weed? Like, for body weight, like percentage. Like, I'll let you guess.
How much?
85% of your body weight.
Like Jay.
Yeah, yes! You'll just make 85% of your fucking body weight
and
to die.
And this is not like over a day. This is like in like a 15-minute period.
Yeah, like, you know.
Which makes weed not only non-toxic, but like anomalously less toxic than every other food substance you have in your house.
Like, is it possible to smoke that much weed without dying of smoke inhalation?
Just getting exhausted from too much breathing.
Like, 60 or 70 kilos.
Just inhaling that much smoke should kill you long before smoking anything in that quantity should kill you.
Also, like, I don't think that you'd be able to, like, if you just have, like, a giant pile of weed and you just sort of set it on fire and you start breathing, like, you can't fill your lungs with that much weight of weed. Like, you can sort of condense the weed and inject it, and you still couldn't do it because your blood only weighs about 5-6 kilos.
Illegal.
I was going through, like, a ton of different substances, and weed apparently is less toxic than any other pretty much substance that exists. Like, including, like, you know, water or sugar or anything like that.
Yeah.
Apparently a 2-kilo bag of sugar will kill you. Weed shouldn't be less toxic than
water.
Food.
Salt and sugar.
Or water. Like, you think cyanide's a bit iffy, right?
Bad to consume.
It turns out cyanide's not that iffy. Alright, okay. First things first. You've got caffeine.
Mm.
And then up here we've got, like, ketamine, which is less dangerous than caffeine, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, some of these things you think are a little...
Mm.
We've got cyanide, and somewhere we've got nicotine.
So just before nicotine.
Yeah. So, nicotine is 6.5 milligrams per kilogram body weight, and cyanide's 6.4, so they're roughly the same. Now, you would think that the smoke you kind of smoke through a cigarette is not equally poisonous to just pure cyanide gas. Like if you made nicotine gas and cyanide gas, you'd think the cyanide would be deadlier, right?
Mm.
I figure that at this point, like, you should just, you know, smoke cyanide because it's not... Like, it's just not that poisonous.
It's not something safe like cocaine.
Like, or safe like heroin. Mm. But then we go down to where it gets pretty good. Plutonium-210 inhalation. 10 nanograms per kilo. So if you smoke plutonium... Like, this isn't like radiation. This is a guy that's like pulls out a stick of plutonium and starts smoking it. And apparently that's not good for you. Like... Which, I mean, you can kind of work out that, like, you know, smoking heroin is probably healthier than smoking plutonium, but, like, it's not...
Yeah. Yeah, man, I started off doing fructose, hydrochloric acid, but, you know, then I moved on to the hard stuff, like plutonium-210.
And strychnine's not that bad.
No. It's better than smoking plutonium.
Yeah.
It does sound like...
Strychnine is only, like, 3 times worse than, like, nicotine. So you can smoke, like, a strychnine cigarette.
Yeah.
As long as you just have, like, 10 of them. Up here, like, go a little bit. We've got urea. About 8.5 grams per kilogram. What's that, like, in urine? What's the average amount of urea in urine? Because, presumably, if you start drinking piss, like, you'll die of water poisoning before the urea actually kills you.
I watch those pretty frogs. They'll be shooting darts at you.
There's a dart frog. Scientists use poison from this thing to make a painkiller that's generally transported as morphine called Lopidine.
The therapeutic dose is very close to the fatal dose.
So
why would you
make this?
A derivative ABT called tibecline got as far as phase 2 trials in humans, but was dropped from further development due to unacceptable incidence of gastrointestinal side effects.
Fatal diarrhea.
Like, that's what you worry about. Well,
it kills people, but it also people kind of bit of a stomach kind of issue.
Yeah, hurts my tummy.
Most poisonous of these frogs has enough toxin on average to kill 10 to 20 men, or about 10,000 mice.
Oh yeah, the mice.
How many mice is a fatal dose of mice?
The way I found out about that you can have 85% of your body weight in weed, someone like tested this out in lab rats.
Right.
And for starters, I want to know how you put 85% of anything's body weight in anything.
Yeah.
What do they do with a lab rat? Like, are they, like, forced to, like, give them a little joints? Or, like, do they have it, like, in a room full of...
No, man, they get a
weed,
glass,
like, a weed chamber? Like, how do they do
a
this?
A mixing bowl. They turn it upside down. They put the rat in it, and they just blow smoke at it.
They go, okay, well, how much does a rat weigh?
So it's like, you know, a kilo, kilo and a half, maybe.
If you've killed a rat by, like, making it eat its own weight in wheat, right?
Right.
And then you make a hamburger out of that rat. How many of those can you eat?
Until you get
before
stuck.
It kills you. Yeah. And presumably more than your own body weight of rat burgers.
Rat.
Of rat. But yeah, I couldn't find what the lethal dose of, like, eating rats is.
So, do you hear that our server in which this podcast is hosted is running out of space?
I had heard that. What shall we do?
I think that we should,
rebrand.
Yes, that's it. Rebrand. Good thinking. But whatever shall we name it? Do you have any thoughts?
Hmm. Is 8 minutes of madness enough?
It will we'll have to do. Yes. 8 minutes of madness out soon.
Ish.
The 8 minutes of madness has a brownish hue.
Some episodes do.
Yeah.
It features a urine elemental on the front and a spitball on the back.
That'll do.